This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we are joined by Dr. William Sears, or Dr. Bill as his little patients call him, who has been advising busy parents on how to raise healthier families for over 50 years. The author of dozens of books to help parents, including the popular The Baby Book, Dr. Sears helped develop the Arms Reach co-sleeper bassinet, a crib-like bed that fits safely and snugly adjacent to the parent's bed. And Dr. Sears, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, well, thank you, Eric. It's an honor to be with your program.
Well, an honor to have you with us as well, Dr. Sears. So tell us, for starters, you used the term nighttime parenting, and I like that term. Now, you have nighttime patented 8 children and been advising parents in your pediatric practice for over 5 decades. That says something right there. Tell us about your experience with nighttime parenting.
Yes, we've had a lot of experience with our 8 children and counseling parents over 50 years. In fact, that's one of the top questions I get from parents in our pediatric practices about sleep. And my experience, Eric, our first 3 babies were sort of easy sleepers, so we didn't have a problem. Then came baby number 4, our first girl, Hayden. And Hayden came wired with a different set of nighttime needs. And like we had done with our first 3 children, you know, Martha nursed her, placed her in a crib in our bedroom, and then we all prayed she'd please sleep through the night. But she didn't. And at that time, Eric, in the early 70s and 80s and 90s, the old common nighttime parenting advice was put baby in a separate room and don't respond to their cries and let them cry because you'll spoil them if you pick them up too much. Oh, you know, bad advice. But I can still remember the night that changed our lives and the night that Hayden's cries changed our minds and taught us the real science behind nighttime parenting. And so I want to take you through that. Hayden awakened in the middle of the night crying. And as any sensitive mother would do, you know, Martha said to me, I don't care what the books say. I've got to get some sleep. So she just instinctively picked up Hayden, brought her crib close to our bed, and latched onto her baby within arm's reach of baby, and the nursing pair just drifted peacefully back to sleep. Wow, I'll never forget that sight that changed her mind. And meanwhile, I'm totally awake, and I'm watching the nursing pair. You know, they look so peaceful. And that's when the term nighttime parenting came to me. I realized there was no one style of nighttime parenting that fits all babies. And Hayden had special nighttime needs. We were her parents, and we had to both work out a style of nighttime parenting that gave everyone a good night's sleep, and the rest is 40 more years of history.
Well, you really have to love that story. I can really appreciate that, and the instinct of your wife to reach out to Hayden, your baby at the time, that shows you it works, and that certainly takes us into another direction here. To hear more about what you have to say on this topic of nighttime parenting. Now, is sleeping through the night a myth? We hear so much about, sleep health and we shouldn't be waking up at night and that kind of thing. What's your thought on the myths of sleeping through the night?
Well, it's sort of a myth. In fact, the medical definition of sleeping through the night is a 5-hour stretch, at least during the first year. But there's so many fads out there and books and quick fixes. And nighttime parenting does not have a quick fix out of a book. So it is so important to get a good night's sleep.
It certainly is. And now that we have technology and apps that kind of read on how we are sleeping through the night, certainly is a big help. Now, also, if you would, tell us more about the sleep-brain connection.
Yeah. All right. The sleep-brain connection. Now, I began using that term, a sleep-brain connection, years ago when I realized that quality sleep builds healthy baby brains, smarter brains. Wow. And I'm going to take you into the brain, through the baby brain a minute, on a little journey through the baby brain, Eric, and so you understand and our listeners really appreciate what goes on in a baby brain during nighttime parenting. Now, a baby's brain grows fastest in the first 2 years, tripling in size. And guess when during the 24-hour day the baby's brain grows the most? It's during quality sleep. During sleep is when baby's brain and body grow. While the body rests at night, a sort of busy night shift comes into the baby's brain to help it grow larger and smarter. So let's go into the brain a little deeper and to show you what's going on in there. Now, during sleep is when brain cells grow, new brain cells grow. And the more connections are made between brain cells, and that's how brains get smarter. They make more connections. And we delve deeper in this in our newest book, The Healthy Brain Book, all about brain development. And building a smarter brain means building the right connections. And also during quality sleep, baby's immune system gets stronger. Baby's makes more growth hormones. Baby grows at night. Stress hormones go down. Happy hormones go up. And what's fascinating is the brain's garbage disposal system gets larger. It's sort of, during quality sleep, a baby's brain does sort of a nighttime cleanse. And fascinating during sleep, the lymphatic system, we call it the rivers of the brain, get wider. So at night, you picture a street getting wider at night to allow more garbage trucks to clean up the daily stress mess. And finally, a baby's sleep cycles are shorter than adults. They have more light sleep than deep sleep. So, Dr. Mother Nature designed this for a reason. Babies are more vulnerable for night waking than adults, and they have more difficulty getting back to sleep. And that's why that old let them cry it out advice is not right. And also new research shows that prolonged infant stress in the first 2 years can actually decrease a child's ability to manage stress when they're adults.
Certainly some great insights so far, and especially on the sleep-brain connection in relation to a baby's development for sure today. We're speaking with Dr. William Sears, who has been advising parents on how to raise healthier families for over 5 decades here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Sleep Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So tell us, is good infant sleep a good long-term investment?
Yes. Let me tell you a story of a new parent that came into my office for a sleep consultation. And the mother had already prompted me about her mothering instincts were telling her she should sleep close to her baby at night, but the husband wasn't convinced and afraid of spoiling. So I asked Dad, let's call him Joe, "Hey, Joe, what do you do for a living?" "Oh, I'm an investment banker," he replied. "Well, Joe, how would you like to make one of the best long-term investments you could make into your baby's brain development? One simple thing you can do to help grow a smarter and happier baby." Wow, of course, Joe's all ears. "Yes, tell me, what?" "Listen," and I responded, "listen to your wife's intuition that she needs to sleep close to her baby. within arm's reach of her baby. And that was just a story from our office.
Once again, that is some helpful information right there. Now, tell us about this research about where babies should sleep.
Yes, and the research, we started researching this in 1992, Eric, and we adopted our eighth child, and Lauren, we didn't want her to be deprived just because she was adopted. And I wanted to personally study the science behind my observation that babies who slept within arm's reach of their mothers was good for them. And I had learned this from studying thousands of my patients in my sort of baby sleep laboratory in my office over the years. So I wired up Lauren with lots of gauges, mainly to check her blood oxygen level and her heart rate variability. And in a nutshell, Lauren's breathing and physiology were more regulated and normal when she slept close to Martha instead of across the room. And I noticed that Lauren was calmer and slept better with this nighttime parenting arrangement. And what's interesting also around 2016, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that babies not sleep in separate rooms, but rather sleep in the same room with their parents or caregivers. And then a fascinating thing happened to further my research. Back in the early 90s, I became close friends with the infant sleep specialist, Dr. James McKenna, who was just then opening the Mother Baby Developmental Sleep Laboratory at the University of Notre Dame. And Dr. McKenna and I have kept in touch for the last 30 years, and I had the privilege of writing the foreword for his newest book, Safe Infant Sleep, which I recommend for all new parents. And my conclusion from experience with our own children and from thousands of parents in our pediatric practice and from the studies of Dr. McKenna is babies should sleep within arm's reach of the mother or primary caregiver. That was my conclusion.
And to add on to that, is this how the term co-sleeping got so popular?
Yes. Yes, there are really three things that are important in talking about sleep: safety, security, and science. The three S's of quality infant sleep, and that's why co-sleeping got so popular. Co-sleeping simply means that mothers and babies sleep within arm's reach of one another, and that's when some of the fabulous products started coming out about getting mothers and babies to sleep close to one another. And we wrote this in our baby book and our baby sleep book, all about the new science of safe infant sleep with using the good new bedding products.
Dr. Sears, really great to have had you with us here today. I have one last question or one last thing to touch on, and I do like that term you mentioned a lot, safe infant sleep. Are there any bedding products that help support safe sleep for a baby and provides a nighttime parenting environment that promotes good sleep for mother and development for the baby?
Yes, there are. And you know, some babies seem to sleep have a critical sleeping distance, not too close or not too far. In the early 90s, I got a call from a person who had been seeing our illustration of the bassinet next to our bed. But at that time, there was a fear of a baby could wiggle the bassinet away from the bed and the crevice and fall in between. And so I was contacted by the developer of what is now the Arm Streets Co-Sleeper. And they had found a way to securely and safely attach the bassinet to the parent's bed and wanted my input. And that single product incorporated everything I had discovered about promoting good infant sleep. It enables mom and baby to be within arm's reach of each other for easier nighttime comforting and nursing. And I have been advising parents to use the Arm's Reach Bedside Co-Sleeper Bassinet for over 25 years. And also, Eric, it's important to note that this co-sleeper not only has the longest experience, 25 years, but also a perfect safety record. So when I'm asked about what is a top baby gift for new parents, especially from grandparents, I advise get an Arm's Reach Bedside Co-Sleeper and a cloth infant carrier. Those two are great gifts.
And I'm sure on that note, listeners will want to know where they can get more information on those products as well as to get the products as well. Where's the best place to do that as well as to be in touch with you and to get further details on yourself?
You can get more information from our books, the baby book. Our website is AskDrSears.com. That's AskDrSears.com. We have a whole lot of information about sleeping. And also, mothers will like this. There's a section in there on father nursing. So how to get dad to do nighttime fathering. So moms, you'll learn pictures of me doing the neck nestle, which I actually demonstrated on Oprah Winfrey show years ago on how dads can father nurse the baby back to sleep. But the main take-home tip, Eric, is sleep within arm's reach of your baby for easy, comforting, and feeding.
Well, it certainly makes total sense. And Dr. Sears, we thank you for all that you do for all these years and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
Thank you, too.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. William Sears, who has been advising busy parents on how to raise healthier families for over 5 decades. And for all the details, visit AskDrSears.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.